Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Port Hope United Church is turning 150 years old. A celebration is being planned for June to commemorate the structure's history, but also the evolution of the church in the community. Over the decades, the church has maintained its historic feel, but also embraced a progressive attitude to reflect the needs of its congregation. I spoke with the Reverend Kevin Moore at his church inside the historic sanctuary.
It was completed in 1875 and opened in the spring of that year. It was Port Hope Methodist Church at that point in time, and 50 years later became Port Hope United Church in 1925 when the United Church was formed, which was a coming together of Methodist, Presbyterian, and Congregational churches to form the United Church of Canada.
Now, as we stand in this sanctuary, this room, you kind of get the feel of the age of this room.
Yeah.
Speak to how you're able to maintain that and keep this atmosphere the way it is.
Well, this space is of great importance to us as a congregation and to the community. So there have been some alterations over the years and some modernizations, but by and large, we have worked incredibly hard to keep the feel and the look of the sanctuary that was built 150 years ago. In particular, the stained glass, the pews, the balcony, all of these things go back to the original building. And it's taken a lot of work over the years for this congregation to maintain it and for upkeep, but it's used as a concert facility. We feel like it is our worship space, but it's also a community space that is very significant, and we pride ourselves on maintaining this.
So over the last 100 years, how have you seen this church evolve and grow in this community?
Well, in the early days of this church, which go back to the early 1800s, it was Methodist circuit riders that came to town. They had a circuit of four or five stops that they would go to. And they did eventually, or after a few years, build a church across the road, basically still at South and Brown. It was a wood frame church. But that early congregation started to outgrow that building, and so they began construction of this church. Actually, in 1874, the other church burnt down, the wood frame, and so they had to meet in a local meeting hall for about a year. The grand opening here in 1875, I've read that there were 1,500 people that came to that first opening. I don't know where they put them all, because I've been told about 800 is the max you can get in here. So maybe they exaggerated a little, but maybe not. Maybe they were hanging off the rafters. And the early church in those days was quite large. Big congregation, big Sunday school, big programs. So to have hundreds here on a Sunday was not unusual. With the United Church forming in 1925, and this church becoming a United Church, then change and evolution started to happen. The United Church has always been a fairly progressive church. Over the years, we were the first church in the world to recognize same-sex ministers. We have done first church in Canada to issue an apology to First Nations people for our part in the residential schools and other things that have happened. We continue to be progressive and outward-looking, and this church has had its ups and downs over all of those years. Certainly at this point in time, we are a growing church and new people are coming, and we are actively connected in the community, and so we are trying very much to maintain the best of the traditions of this place but not get locked into them, and really try to be relevant and bring bring something to the faith community and to the larger community that is meaningful in 2025. So, yeah, exciting days behind us for sure, but we really believe there are some exciting days ahead.
For sure, for sure. As we stand here, we're looking at your organ, your pipe organ mm-hmm. here. Is that the original location of the pipe organ?
More or less, it's not the original pipe organ, but this one certainly goes back many, many years. Some new pipes. These pipes were there, I think, as part of the original. And the choir was actually up above here, and then they dropped them down at some point. So there have been some modifications over the year. And I can't remember the exact year when this organ was, I want to say back in the 1950s, perhaps, that this organ was put in place. But no, much of what you see has been here since the place opened. So, and it's a beautiful organ. It's played every Sunday and played at other times throughout the year, for sure.
So kind of looking at the future, mm-hmm. and I know that the United Church has always been very progressive,
yeah.
as you said earlier about residential schools. How do you see the church continuing to evolve and meet not only the religious aspect of the church, but the community need?
Yeah, social justice has always been front and center for United Churches. I think we are trying very much to keep that going. We partner with the food bank here. We certainly do major walks every year to Coburg and back. We've raised money for Ukrainian refugees. We've raised money for a medical clinic in Syria. Last year, we raised money for the new youth hub going in just a block or two from here. We are very involved with Alderville First Nation, developing a partnership there, connecting through the Royal Canadian Legion, through the Port Hope Rotary Club, through many endeavors to be connected to our community. We're looking at some possibilities for the part behind the sanctuary, the annex, to look at options to put in some housing or other things that would help us continue to be relevant to the community. You know, as I do, that housing in Northumberland is a huge, huge issue, particularly affordable housing. And so we want to, in our own way, try to be part of that solution. And we won't fix the problem, but we'll be one of the pieces in the puzzle towards having adequate housing for people that need it. We certainly help when we can. If people are sleeping rough, if they're out, we try and provide some temporary shelter and try and work with other agencies to help them find something more permanent. We've had some successes there and some failures over the years, but we continue to strive to do that support a number of causes in our area. I think last year or the year before, our yearly budget was about $225,000, and out of that budget, about $75,000 was put back into the community or into around the world, basically, through the United Church Mission and Service Fund. So we want to make sure that we share our resources with those that need it the most. Just to tell you that May 31st and June 1st are our anniversary weekend. We have former ministers, Reverends Peter and Joan Wyatt, coming to be with us. They were here in the early 80s. May 31st at 6 p.m., we are having an anniversary banquet at the Port Hope Lions Recreation Center. Tickets are $60, and if they phone the church, 905-885-2421, they can order tickets. And then on the Sunday morning at 10:25, we will have our 100 and 150th anniversary celebration here at the church. And we'd love for folks to drop in and join us. And there will be some cake afterwards, so a little sweetener there. And looking forward to a wonderful weekend to celebrate all that went before and to really look ahead to what exciting things are before us.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.